Peoria climate summary for yesterday, July 2nd, 2004. Yesterday's high temperature of 84 degrees occurred at 2:47 p.m. Yesterday's low temperature of 67 occurred at 4:23 a.m. The mean temperature was 76 degrees and was 2 degrees above the normal of 74. A trace of precipitation fell yesterday, which brings the monthly total to a trace. This is 0.26 inches below the normal amount of 0.26 inches for July. The total precipitation for the year now stands at 14.89 inches, which is 2.94 inches below normal. There were 11 cooling degree days yesterday, which is 1 above normal. This brings the monthly total to 20, which is 1 above normal. The yearly total since January 1st is 323, which is 18 above normal. The highest wind gust observed was 22 miles an hour from the southeast, which occurred at 3:38 p.m. Yesterday the average wind speed was 9 miles an hour. The normal high temperature for today is 85 degrees, and the normal low is 64. The record high for today is 100, which occurred in 1911, and the record low is 49, which occurred in 1917. Sunrise today is at 5:33 a.m. and sunset is at 8:33 p.m. At 7 a.m. in Galesburg, skies were cloudy. Visibility was 4 miles. The temperature was 70 degrees, the dew point was 68, and the relative humidity was 94%. The wind was southeast at 7 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.77 inches and steady. Elsewhere around the area, temperatures were around 70 degrees. At Burlington, rain was falling. Fog was reported at Peoria, Moline, and Macomb. At Springfield, it was cloudy. At Quincy, rain and fog were reported. And once again at 7 a.m. in Galesburg, under cloudy skies, the temperature was 70. Looking elsewhere around the Midwest at 7 a.m., Chicago was cloudy, at 73. Indianapolis was partly sunny, at 73. St. Louis had light rain, at 73. Kansas City was partly sunny, at 68. Des Moines reported fog, at 69. Milwaukee was cloudy, at 65. This hazardous weather outlook is for central and southeast Illinois. Day 1, today and tonight. Thunderstorms will increase in coverage once again today over much of central Illinois, especially this afternoon and tonight. Although no severe weather is expected, very heavy rainfall amounts will be likely from the stronger storms. Some storms will also be capable of frequent lightning and gusty winds. Days 2 through 7, Sunday through Friday. The threat for thunderstorms should diminish Sunday morning. However, another weather system will push into the area and bring the threat for thunderstorms beginning late Sunday night and last into Tuesday evening. The possibility exists for some of the storms to become severe over central Illinois Monday night into Tuesday. Spotter activation statement. Spotter activation is not anticipated through tonight. Scattered showers and thunderstorms moved across central and southeast Illinois last night in advance of a slow-moving upper-level low across the Plain States. Warm and humid weather prevailed, with overnight temperatures remaining above the 70-degree mark in most locations. The upper-level low will continue to slowly track eastward today, triggering showers and thunderstorms across much of the Midwest. There is a slight risk of severe weather across southern sections of Missouri and Illinois, as well as western Kentucky, with the main threat from the storms being damaging winds and hail. In addition, locally heavy rainfall will be possible across the region, as any storms that develop will be slow-moving in nature. After that, the upper low will track further northeastward by Sunday, taking the best chances for rain into the Great Lakes. Regional high temperatures today will range from the middle 70s across Iowa to the middle 80s along and south of the Ohio River. Low temperatures tonight will range from the lower 60s in northern Iowa to around 70 degrees across Kentucky. You are listening to NOAA All Hazards Radio, station KZZ66 in Galesburg. Here is the forecast for Galesburg, Monmouth and vicinity. Today, occasional showers and thunderstorms with heavy rainfall. Highs in the upper 70s. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain 100%. Tonight, occasional showers and thunderstorms with heavy rainfall in the evening, then showers and thunderstorms likely after midnight. Lows in the mid-60s. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour in the evening, shifting to the southwest 10 to 15 miles an hour after midnight. Chance of rain 80%. Independence Day, mostly cloudy. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Highs in the mid-80s. West winds miles an hour. Sunday night, partly cloudy. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the upper 60s. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour in the evening, decreasing to around 5 miles an hour after midnight. Monday, partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-80s. North winds around 10 miles an hour. Monday night, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the upper 60s. Once again, the forecast including Galesburg. Today, occasional showers and thunderstorms with heavy rainfall. Highs in the upper 70s. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain 100%. And now the extended forecast for the radio listening area. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-80s. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy in the evening then becoming partly cloudy. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 60s. Wednesday, partly sunny. Highs around 80. Wednesday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 60s. Thursday, partly sunny. Highs in the lower 80s. Thursday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 60s. Friday, partly sunny. Highs in the mid-80s.